在线英语听力室 teamroom.com 欢迎您。
Do you travel by car in Iran?
Well, you know, when I was in Iran, it was just like your case. I felt like this is natural. This is how I saw the traffic.
Yeah.
This was how it is supposed to work. When you go abroad, and like me right now, I'm living in abroad.Then I go back to Iran, I cannot drive with the flows again, just like before. It is very difficult for me. At first, I become very much like foreigners and get mad at every mistakes, you know, every illegal moves, you know, other Iranians are doing. So, but after a while, I get the hang of it.So then I learn how to really get my work done.
Well, actually, one more thing is, how do people cross the road in Iran?
Well, actually, the government has built a very good infrastructure. So we have this, this pathways that you can walk.You know, and cross the street. But it really depends on how much these rules are now implemented and how people really feel like
following it,
yeah.
Well, actually, one thing in Vietnam, one thing typical to Vietnamese traffic is people cross the road anywhere they want.
Yeah.
We don't go with them. You know, what do you...call it the white one, the zebra, like the crossing line. We don't cross.
Yeah, crosswalk.
Oh, yeah, that one. We don't cross the road there. We just cross the road whenever we want and wherever we want.
Oh, I see. So what happens in case of an accident if the car hits a passer?
You know, actually one amazing thing is we never got hit by that.
Never. Wow.
And foreigners just did amazed at it.
Oh,
like,
okay.
They just can't believe it. They just don't know why. How come people cross the road without... But actually, we just look slowly, one by one. And we even cross in front of a car. It's pretty normal for us. It's easy, though, if you get used to it.